Join Robert, Mary, and Rudy. Call anytime, 800-387-8025. Or connect with us on Facebook and Instagram at RM World Travel. Now, back to America's number one travel radio show.
Welcome back to RM World Travel, America's number one travel radio show. It's time for the 32nd installment of our Destination Spotlight series, located in the 22nd state in our nation, admitted to the Union in 1819, a.k.a. the Yellowhammer State or the Cotton State. Before we all head down to Birmingham, Alabama, a place synonymous to us as Rick and Bubba Country, a quick message about our exclusive Destination Spotlight sponsor, Travel Pro Luggage.
Yeah, Travel Pro has debuted their new Platinum Elite line, and you can now upgrade to a premium travel experience with their Platinum Elite collection. It combines thoughtful innovation with sophisticated style, something that Travel Pro really knows how to do. And earlier this year, they released their new MaxLite 5 line, so you can take travel to new lights with MaxLite 5. It's as durable as ever, but it's ultra lightweight.
You know, folks, one of the most important items to ensure a successful trip, it's quality luggage, and you're going to do none better than Travel Pro. Check out TravelPro.com for specials and information on Platinum Elite or MaxLite 5. There's also a link at RMWorldTravel.com under sponsors.
All right, off to the Magic City we go to speak with Birmingham's CVB CEO, John Aras.
Welcome to RM World Travel, John.
Hello, Robert. How are you?
I am well. I am very well. Thanks very much. Hope you are doing well in Birmingham. So I got to ask you this. You know, Mary and I, we travel a lot, and we have for the 25 years we've known each other. But when I think of all the places we've been over the years, Birmingham is certainly near the top for us as the parent company that we also own syndicates the Rick and Bubba Show, and we have for nearly 15 years. So there's so much about Birmingham that makes it a great place for travelers, whether you're a history buff, whether you enjoy great golf, you know, or other sports and outdoor activities like your zoo, the botanical garden, or state parks, even medical tourism with your terrific doctors in the area is big. So what do you most enjoy about Birmingham and its various communities, John?
I think that one of the things, or many of the things that are so unique about Birmingham and makes it such a unique travel experience for people is there's such a wealth of different things to do for all types of people here. On our website, which is at inbirmingham.com, we have about 20 different unique itineraries for visitors to experience, and from everything from shopping to outdoor activities, girls' weekends out itineraries, sports, of course, golf, as you mentioned, so many different one-of-a-kind unique opportunities and experiences here in Birmingham and the region. You know, you mentioned it earlier that Birmingham is a area that many southern cities have undergone some, as you know, great renaissances in the last couple of decades, and we are certainly not an exception to that. We have experienced so much growth, and there's so much interest in our destination because of all those different things that you spoke about. Mm-hmm. I think that one of the things that we're very, very proud of and what we have emerged as is we've become one of the leading food destinations in the country. A lot of people don't know that about us.
Well, we talk about that a lot, don't we, Mary?
And food and travel really go together, and that's actually what I wanted you to touch on. So take it away. Tell everybody about the food, because we know we've had wonderful experiences in Birmingham with food.
Well, we like to call ourselves the dinner table of the South, and the reason that we do that is we, over the last, I guess, 15 years, we've had an emerging food scene that is just really, really amazingly great experiences for so many people. And we were just recently honored with the Birmingham is the only city that you can basically go to now and this year and experience the best restaurant in America, as selected by the James Beard Foundation. And that's the Highlands Bar and Grill in our Five Point South entertainment mm-hmm. area.
Which is a great restaurant.
A huge honor.
Yeah, it is. John, I want to ask you this question on that note, because we're limited to a certain amount of time right now. But, you know, for years we've seen considerable growth along the Highway 280 corridor. But in recent years, and right, you know, with Highland Park, as you mentioned, and that it fits into this, the downtown area has experienced a great revitalization. There's the new ballpark. There's a number of hotels. You know, you've got the Civil Rights Museum, the Convention Center, and that's all helping to kind of fuel your airport to grow. So what do you think is the biggest enhancement to Birmingham for travelers in recent years?
I think that the renaissance that happened downtown or has the downtown is experiencing, it started with the development of Railroad Park. And Railroad Park, you mentioned the ballpark, which is, of course, Regions Field right next to it, but Railroad Park is a beautiful green space. It's a 19-acre park that has a surrounding neighborhood and lofts and apartments that are being developed and great brew pubs and craft breweries are popping up all over the place around it. There's all sorts of things to do at Railroad Park, from people have family reunions there, there's music concerts, food truck festivals, so many interesting, neat things to do during the winter. They have ice skating.
Yeah, it is just a fun area to visit and something you wouldn't
have. John, before we let you go, we're about to run out of time. Give us a quick fact that would surprise our audience about Birmingham and really entice them to come visit.
That's a tough one because there are so many different things to do. We have world-class shopping here, and we have a lot of different boutique neighborhoods around Birmingham. Birmingham is a great shopping city.
Well, John, we're going to have to leave it on that note. I apologize to you on that. Also, a lot of universities, shopping works. Also, I'm going to say it's an easy drive from Atlanta, Huntsville, and Nashville. For more information, folks, you can go to the website, as John just said, inbirmingham.com. John, you have a great day. Thanks very much for your time.
Thank you, Robert. Thank you, Mary.
Thank you, John. Enjoy your weekend.
Take care. Bye-bye.
All right. There goes John. And one other thing we wanted to say, Talladega weekend this weekend, Mary.
Yeah, it's a big racing area. A lot of fun. You've been there.
And I had a lot of fun there. Yeah. And by the way, in Birmingham itself, they have the Barber Motorsport Park. That's something else to check out. A lot of fun. Folks, if you're enjoying this series of our show, you can find all the places that we're covering on the homepage of our website under Destination Spotlight. That's going to do it for hour one of the program this week. We still have a whole nother hour straight ahead. And after these messages, Mary, Rudy, and I will be back. And we'll be talking everything and anything in the world of travel with you.
You've been listening to your RM World Travel Connection, America's number one travel radio show on the SSI Radio Network.